I've just had a response to the last recording talking about generally relationships. And what the person says, I've just got what you said. I get it. How come that you've been saying the same thing for years and years and years? I've only just got it. Something else they said they just got about what I've been saying for years and years and years. When somebody upsets them, whether you say it verbally or internally, thank them. They've just given you a gift. They've just given you an opportunity to see what's really going on with you. So this person says, so how come I haven't heard it? I haven't realized it before. It has to do with layers. It has to do with how much emphasis you're giving to what I call existing safety, security, predictability, to what we'll call consciousness, realizing who and what you really are and what everything's about. If your emphasis is, as you've been programmed, to live life as it is, as comfortably as you possibly can, if your emphasis is there, it'll keep moving round. In the East, they call it the wheel of samsara. It just goes round and round and round, life after life after life, trying to do the same thing. Until an opportunity comes along, you hear something, somebody tells you something, you read something, and it just stops you for a moment. If you move your emphasis from what doesn't seem like it, but it is the unessential, to the essential, you're going to the root. You're going to the base where all your discomforts come from, where all your fears come from, all your arguments, your discomfort of yourself and others. You go to the base. It's like traditional Chinese acupuncture. They don't treat the symptom. Because what they say is, this is only happening because it's no good fixing the symptom if the cause is still there, because you fix the symptom, the cause will create the symptom again. So in traditional Chinese acupuncture, they go to the very basis of what's bringing up these symptoms. And it may take longer, but there they go to fix the basis. That's the only way your life will evolve into its potential. You go to the basis. What's bringing up these things? What's bringing up your anger? What's bringing up your discomfort? When you make that shift, again, listen to Alan and Lynn's talk. When you make this shift and move your priorities, you'll start to see nothing is like you thought it was. There's a whole different set of laws, circumstances happening. What you've been told isn't true. There's something else. And you have to check it out for yourself. You can't just say, oh yes, I've got that. All you've got is intellectual. It's got to be, oh yes, obviously. And I knew that all the time, and I wasn't seeing it. You see, you are seeing the way things are all the time, but you're not seeing it because your attention, your energy is going to the superficial. It's going to the mind that's been programmed to see things the way they're not. So you need to acknowledge, yes, the mind's there, it's got its job. But don't focus on the mind. What else? You've got another sense, a gut feeling, an intuition, the sixth sense. You've got another sense. Psychics are not any different from you. They've got a propensity to that. But the main thing is they've developed it. Anything you get interested in enough and practice it enough, you get good at it. And if you have a propensity towards that, you get very, very good at it. And you do have a part in you that's programmed to wake up. It's up to you where you put your energy. If you start putting your energy into every single moment, what you do, what you say, what you think, you'll start getting more of these moments. Just, you're putting a cup down. Not thinking about something else or half turn to do. You put the cup down and you hear it go down, you feel your hands releasing, then suddenly you'll get these aha, ah, right. And you'll realize you knew that all the time. It's just popped up because you've been looking at the base, at the depth of the ocean, and not the ripples on the surface. It's up to you. It's really up to you. It's up to you what you make your priority.